The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Hello, Kathy, Kayla. You should be nervous about that song because I was trying and failing hopelessly to sing along to the chorus. And as we said last week, nobody should ever hear me singing.
But no, but it's a stalker song. She says, it's been 2 years and I still check him online. And I'm like, lady, you've got to get yourself some help or kiss another girl. I don't know what you're going to do, but you have to sort it out.
Girl, you've got Orlando Bloom. I mean, hello.
Oh, is she with Orlando? I didn't know that.
They're engaged. Okay, so I have a little bit of an addiction to pop culture.
Wow, I was going to say, who knew? Who knew? This is Occupy Barbie.
A little
reading.
Addiction to that.
Sure. Gosh, fascinating. You learn something new every day. Rolene.
What's the breaking news?
Yeah, talk to us, Israel.
Okay, so we have had, and I always warn you guys when I send through the topics of the day, I always say, if it's meh or nothing much is happening, you can be sure that sooner or later, it's all going to be happening. So good news last night is that the state of Moldova in Eastern Europe, for those who are scrambling frantically for their atlas or globe, they will be moving their embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So some positive news, some not so positive news is that reports earlier from just north of the Gaza Strip reporting this morning, or rather this afternoon, I forget, you know, time differences here sometimes, that a rocket exploded near the town of Be'er Tuvia. Thank goodness no casualties or damage, but police were on the scene earlier to investigate, and that follows at least 8 fires started by incendiary devices or balloons sent over the border with Gaza into southern Israel to destroy very, very valuable agricultural and natural reserve land. Now, as part of you could call a ceasefire or a truce, the agreements have been, and this is also brokered by Egypt, that there is to be no firing of rockets or projectiles over the border or incendiary devices. And as we speak, firefighters have managed to put out at least 6, but not all, of the fires sparking in the south. Following that, it has been quite active on the north border as well. The IDF scrambled jets earlier today when a small drone from Lebanon penetrated Israeli airspace. This is suspected to have been by Hezbollah trying to come into Israeli territory. The jets did turn back, but this follows an accusation from Syria of Israel firing missiles at a town on the border earlier today. So events both on the north and on the south heating up, and this just in, and that is a balloon-borne bomb has exploded in Israel. We don't know more details than that. And tonight, Ben-Gurion Airport will be holding an emergency drill. We don't know more details than that. This is, as I've just said, a lot of news coming in this afternoon, but details about the balloon-borne bomb and Ben-Gurion really just moments ago.
Rolene, I'm just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle all together here, and there was a story today about an attack by Houthi rebels on Saudi airport, a particular Al-Saudi airport. Just wondering if Iran is starting to feel the pinch and if it isn't getting its proxies to just try work that little harder to destabilize. Am I wrong?
You know, I wouldn't put it past them. We've heard a flare up in the language between the US and Iran over the last couple of weeks. I think that Iran are also very, very unnerved by the confab to take place in Bahrain later this month, because it's got Gulf states and other states like Jordan and Egypt and Morocco that we reported yesterday, yeah, now starting to move towards speaking to the United States and into Israel about perhaps looking at ways to sort out the situation between Israel and the Palestinians. We've also heard a lot of language from Netanyahu over the last couple of days responding to the kind of rhetoric that we are hearing from Iran. In fact, he released a statement on the YouTube channels just last night saying, you know, it's not Israel that is doing the major saber rattling. It is the fact that Iran nearly every single day are threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So it really, really wouldn't put it past me. I also think that traditionally, and this does sound a little bit bizarre, the summertime has always been a time of escalation. And the reason for this...
because they all wear black clothes in 40-degree heat. I would also get a little annoyed.
I mean, it's enough to drive anybody crazy, but military experts have said that actually that 40-degree heat, those weather conditions are a little bit easier for terror entities to launch attacks against Israel, as bizarre as that sounds. But also, you know, we've heard from military experts, you know, while we're talking about the north and the south and what's going on, military experts saying that Hezbollah are watching the situation in the south with great interest. They are planning their attack or their response or their conflagration with Israel. They're taking the lead to see what is happening in the south. So we have had quite a lot of activity on both borders over the last couple of hours. And also, as we head to these infamous second elections, you can be sure that these entities are going to try and test the mettle of the current elected government and who possibly comes in afterwards.
In the short time remaining, won't you just address the Sarah Netanyahu story and the plea deal? And also, is she an asset or a liability to her husband?
Okay, so let's answer the second
question
first. Every wife
is an asset to her husband, Simon.
This one I'm not so sure. I need psychologist.
Girl,
I need psychologist.
You are serving up the one-liners like a boss today. I've just messaged you. But it depends. You know, when if you ask Israelis, she's not very popular amongst the Israeli. The Israeli people, but Sarah Netanyahu did earlier today sign a plea deal in her misuse of funds case. She has admitted to lesser charges. So basically the background is that while she won't face fraud charges, she was originally charged with fraud and breach of trust. Try saying that after singing along to Katy Perry in June 2018 and having ordered meals from very expensive restaurants at the expense of the state for nearly $100,000. I don't know who is that hungry, but apparently she did that, although she has an in-house cook. So she has admitted to pleading guilty for exploiting another's mistake for her own gain. Apparently that is a legal thing here, and it doesn't constitute fraud, but she will have to reimburse the state of Israel for 55,000 shekels.
Pay back the money. Okay. Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow, and please play a song whose chorus I can sing along to.
All right, we'll play you some Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, or Crackling Rosie. Could we do that?
Throwbacks. Both of you. Throwbacks.
All right, it's 5:30. You're on 101.9 Chai FM. This is The Overdrive. That was Rolene Marks. She's our Israel correspondent. We speak to her Monday to Thursday at 20 past five.